19. By the Mustang Tram, the Renaissance of the Tramways.
At the start of the 1940s, Stockholm's inner city was still mainly served by short and old trams. After the end of the war, while still awaiting the birth of the underground railway, the company thought new, more up-to-date trams were needed. The population was growing steadily, and all prognoses indicated that the population was going to continue to increase strongly. You are now standing in front of a new generation of trams. This is a bogey tram for the inner city, popularly known as the Mustang. A bogey is a device under the tram on which the wheels are fitted. This decreases the pressure of the axles as the load is more equally distributed, which results in smoother running. Compared with older models, the design of the Mustang was very modern. It was fast and had room for over 100 passengers. But, as always, opinion in the press was divided.
Believe me, in a few years' time, these trams will turn out to be the most impractical trams that the tramway company has ever wasted their money on.
Daily Commuter, the 17th of May, 1946.
This is a fine tram. Pale blue livery, somewhat streamlined, and considerably quicker than the older heavier models. There are quite a few finesses. It smells and looks fresh. One might imagine that this is one of the most stylish, finest, and most up-to-date trams that the capital's tramway company has ever introduced. And so it is. But alas, it is so overcrowded.
The Mustangs proved to be a sound investment, however. Mustangs were a common sight on the streets of Stockholm and were in service up to the time traffic changed over to right-hand traffic in 1967. Now, let's walk around the nose of the Mustang. Along the green plank wall is told the story of one of the greatest traffic projects in Stockholm's history, the construction of the city's underground railway.